River Farm Network. It's a very different economic landscape that producers are facing from last year's planting season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more from Commodity Class.
Being with Farm Credit Services of America Senior Vice President of Insurance and Consumer Lending, Tony Jacina. So going into the 2024 planting season, it's a bit of a different landscape here as compared to previous years. What are some of the changes that you guys at Farm Credit Services have seen, and what are some of the things that farmers out there should be aware of going into this planting season?
The biggest thing is the commodity outlook. If you look at prices now relative to a year ago, we've seen significant deterioration in prices. And so, you know, that impacts producers' ability to cover their break even. A year ago, a lot of producers were able to take out a risk management plan that covered their cost of production. It's going to be more of a challenge this year. So producers need to take a harder look at what their risk management plan is this year, because it's not business as usual. They need to take a look at maybe some different options than maybe what they've considered in the past.
Any advice out there farmers could look out for to help out that bottom line?
The first thing is you got to know your cost of production. And so once you know that, then you can look at where's that cost of production relative to the market. And then if you're looking at making it changes in your operation, what impact is that going to have on your cost of production? Mm-hmm. And if you don't like where your cost of production is at, you know, visit with, you know, like one of our agents, one of our loan officers. We can look at ways to maybe to adjust your cost of production. Maybe it's how your debt is structured. Maybe there's a way to restructure or rebalance your debt so that the cash flow is more in line with where your revenue is going to be, you know, going forward. So you might have to look at how your debt's structured. And then you also need to take a hard look at your risk management plan to look at, you probably have to look at some different options or avenues in the past to maybe shore up the bottom line so that you can protect the break even.
Anything else we should be talking about here, Tony, at the Commodity Classic?
The biggest thing is we've got, on the crop insurance side, we've got a deadline coming up, March 15th for most producers. And with that, you need to make your farm bill elections and need to take that into account first, because that could impact what options you can or can't have on the crop insurance side. So that's the whole ARC and PLC conversation. And that's got a lot more weight to it this year, because that can be impactful just because of where the commodity prices are.
That was Farm Credit Services of America Senior Vice President of Insurance and Consumer Lending, Tony Jacina. Live coverage of the 2024 Commodity Classic is brought to you by Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and TruTerra. Live from Houston, Texas, for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Checking markets before we leave it.